Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
As we've been hearing on the programme, Sinn Féin put forward a motion yesterday calling for the eviction ban, which is to expire at the end of the month, to be extended until January 2024. A government counter-motion has been successful, though, in the past few minutes, meaning the eviction moratorium will be lifted on the 1st of April. For reaction to the vote, I'm joined by Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, a Fianna Fáil housing spokesperson, and by Éan Oireadán, who's a Labour Party TD for Dublin Bay North and spokesperson on education and justice. You're both very welcome to the programme. Let me turn to you, Mary Fitzpatrick, first of all. The government won this vote by 82 to 68. But it has been acknowledged by the government that it will cause this vote, it will cause homelessness. And I know you say it's the lesser of two evils, but is there any sense of shame that we're in this place?
Hi, Cormac. Good evening to you. And look, there's no escaping. This was a difficult decision, but it was the right decision. And it was the right decision for renters, for tenants and for small landlords. It is a difficult situation. The government recognises that. That's why we have an unprecedented housing plan, unprecedented housing funding. But the only solution to our housing emergency is to increase supply. And by lifting this ban, what we are doing is we're enabling more supply. We're restoring stability to the rental sector. We're restoring an environment where there can be confidence in the rental sector, and that can allow for supply to be increased. And already in the time that the ban was in place, we did increase supply. We increased social homes by 7,000. We turned vacant properties, 1,500 of them, back into real homes.
A thousand
families,
Mary,
and individuals actually. Of course,
not,
we recognise that.
On the radio this morning, whom I'm sure you know very well.
I do.
Indeed.
I met with Hugh last week myself. He's one of the people we're engaging with to solve this.
And people like Hugh on the front line saying, don't lift this ban before you have a plan.
And we have a plan.
But the fact of the matter is, the plan you have doesn't give adequate emergency accommodation or supply for the numbers that will become homeless over this period. And even the safety net measures that you've put in place, they require legislation. They won't be in place in time for people who will fall homeless in the next few weeks. Now,
this is a really serious issue, Cormac, and I take it very seriously. My colleagues do too.
Is there any sense of shame then in having to take this decision? Do you feel any sense of shame?
My sense is that we have to do the right thing for renters. We have to do the right thing to increase housing supply to ensure that every one of our citizens has secure, affordable homes. And that's what we're doing.
Is that a no, this, then?
Cormac, doing the right thing is often a very hard thing to do. The politically convenient thing to do here would have been to let the ban drift on, to kick the can down the road. That's why the opposition wanted us to do it.
But is that a spectacular vote of no confidence in yourselves?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I actually think it's the opposite, Cormac. If you don't mind, I'd like to respond to your assertion.
Let me ask you the question then. Is it not a spectacular vote of no confidence in yourselves? Because what you're basically saying is there's no point in extending the eviction ban because we won't even have enough accommodation by then.
Cormac, by lifting the eviction ban, as we said we would, is demonstrating complete confidence in our plan. It is demonstrating that we believe our plan is working, our plan is delivering. It has already, as I said, delivered in the last quarter alone of last year, 7,000 additional social homes, 1,500 vacant properties returned into real homes, permanent homes. Already 1,000 individuals and families have availed of the tenant or are availing of the tenant in situ. And that means that they are renters who now are in permanent homes, not in insecure tenancies. And we are absolutely, what would have been an actual vote of no confidence would have been to do what the opposition wanted us to do, kick the can down the road, say we have no confidence in our plan. We do have confidence. Okay. It is working.
It's
really important that the renters out there know that this government has got its back and everything that can be done is being done to secure their homes.
Some of the people texting this programme, I'll read you one text. I still can't believe that we value people making a profit over people homeless. How are landlords allowed to make a fair market value on the suffering of their neighbours? And that's one text. And I'll allow you to respond to that, Mary, in just a second. But let me bring in Éan O'Riordan of Labour. The opposition lost here, Éan. It was a non-binding motion anyway. Was it worthwhile?
I just heard an outrageous presentation there from the government representative, and we will be proceeding as a party with our motion of no confidence in the government next week. Government have been telling us all week it's a non-binding motion, but they've scrambled around the place in the last number of days trying to shore up support from independents, who they clearly bought off. My colleague Jed Nash stopped the proceedings in order to find out exactly how much was given over to impromises to regional independence. We have even a Fianna Fáil junior minister criticising one of the proposals from an amendment in relation to the Fair Deal scheme. What the government have now just done has decided to vote people into homelessness. All these great numbers and statistics that have just been trotted out there should have been schemes announced last November. What the government should have done when they announced the eviction ban last October, November, was to announce in tandem with the eviction ban these number of schemes, which they didn't do. As a result of which, we have no modelling. And the minister himself last week confirmed no modelling has been done as to the effect of this measure. We have 17 councils who say they've got no emergency accommodation. We've got the highest homelessness numbers on record. And all these schemes, which Mary has referenced there, including the tenant in situ scheme, seven units were purchased by Dublin City Council so far in 2023.
But the schemes are being expanded, they say. So, Leon, you're putting the trigger on the motion of no... Let me ask you this. You're putting the trigger on the motion of no confidence for next week now, and I'm going to let Mary respond in just a second. But does that have any chance at all? I mean, it was difficult enough for people to vote on this non-binding motion, so what chance will the no confidence motion have?
What we have to do now is turn the screw on the pathetic sight of independence, particularly rural and regional independence. We had the ridiculous sight today of one Healy Ray voting in favour of the government and one Healy Ray voting against. And it's high time that those who come in with their high-minded attitude as to how politics should be done in this country, but when it comes to it, like to pretend that they speak for the people at one level, but when it comes to getting sideline deals in order to dominate the headlines for the last number of days, they side with the government.
What we have done today... No confidence motion. Is it not a waste of time, Éan, with all due respect to you?
No, it is absolutely not.
You don't have a chance of winning.
He hasn't a hope.
Well, I tell you what we want. We have absolutely no confidence in this government. This is not just a pivotal moment in the lifetime of this government. It is a pivotal moment in the lifetime of families. Families who are dealing with massive insecurity because of the housing market. Families who are now facing eviction or notices to quit, who have absolutely nowhere to go. And what government could easily have done is said that with these schemes that we are now announcing, that we've come up with and cobbled together in the last number of days, but when they genuinely didn't feel, and I know, and we know from opposition, that government weren't planning to end the eviction ban. It was a last-minute advice that they got in order to end it. If they had said we can continue with the eviction ban for a number of months while these schemes are ongoing, because we have said as an opposition party that...
I've given you a good run, but Mary Fitzpatrick has said that this no-confidence motion that you're tabling next week hasn't a hope in hell. Why? Why are you so confident?
Well, we'll see. We have...
Yeah, okay, let her respond.
May I thank you, Cormac, and thanks, Éan. Look, everybody can see that Labour are desperate for some form of relevance. They're being outshone by others in the opposition. And I would really urge Labour to take a moment and to stop and think about the people who are going to be affected by their actions, the actual renters and the tenants and the people who are in emergency accommodation.
Please, Éan, please let me finish.
Let me finish. It is incredibly important that we move ahead with increasing the supply of housing, increasing the security of renters, increasing the number of tenancies and increasing the supply of not just social but affordable homes as well. And that's what we're doing. And Labour could support that. Labour could support our actions to turn rental properties into permanent homes for people.
But Mary, Labour had a very relevant question in the Dáil. They asked how much it will cost the taxpayer for the government to secure the votes of the regional independent TDs. Now, that
can
question
was
ruled
that?
Out by,
I think
by the Concord.
I think it's,
I'm ruling it in here. How much did it cost?
I think it's a fair question. And I think a lot has been made by a lot of politicians out of this debate, which is very unseemly. And I think for those who are being affected by this issue, it must be stomach churning. But let's just be clear. What the rural independents got in their 8 objectives were all initiatives that were already in train in Housing for All. There was nothing new in that. They were all there, and they were all issues that were being progressed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and Green Party members of their parliamentary parties.
So they got nothing, is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that they've got what we were already working on, and I'm glad that
they
recognise the value of the Housing for All. I'm really glad that they see that the actions we were taking to expand the returning of vacant properties into permanent homes is something worth supporting. I'm glad that they're... Pardon?
Can you put a cost on what they got? How much will it cost a taxpayer to secure the votes of the regional independents?
You can't put that on it, because Cormac, it isn't done like that. Housing for All is funded to €20 billion over the lifetime of this government. That's €4 billion a year. And that is to deliver 90,000 social homes, 60,000 of affordable homes, to take vacant properties and turn them into permanent homes.
But those schemes are being amended.
Additional funding identified for the rural independents because there was none needed.
There was nothing needed there, Cormac. So they got nothing really new.
They've supported what we already were working on, what we already had in our plans.
That's a pathetic presentation, because Minister Mary Butler herself has come out and criticised the deal. So Fianna Fáil are talking at both sides of the mouth. Meanwhile, heartbroken families who
Labour
are on
has no credibility
every day.
On, at this point.
Hold on. Sorry, Mary, you are the person who's supporting the ending of the eviction ban. You're the person from the party that's voting people into homelessness. Talking about credibility when it comes to Labour.
What did
party,
you do when you were in government? What did Labour do? We abolished affordable housing. We cut the capital housing budget. You actually were the authors. You brought in the budget that brought in the budget funds. Labour have no credibility on housing.
If you don't stop, that's my final warning.
Cormac, if Mary Fitzpatrick wants a history lesson about if Mary Fitzpatrick wants a history lesson with Fianna Fáil in the housing market and how she collapsed
the only party that ever built homes,
I'm happy to go down that.
The
road.
Only party that ever built homes,
today,
Fianna Fáil.
What I want to talk about is today and tomorrow, and the people are going to be on the phone to me, wondering where they're going to live. Now, if Mary Fitzpatrick thinks
hold
it's okay
clinic,
to come
yeah.
on,
Mary, hold on,
and say, hold on, you're going to be on to me and to my colleagues and others across the political sphere, wondering where they're going to live. Now, this may be a political game for you, Mary. It might be very, very handy for you to slag off the
region. Put down the motion.
Hold on.
We're not playing politics, Aon.
One voice now, please. I'll let you in a second, Mary.
In high negotiations with the Barony for the last number of days, you have your own junior minister criticising the deal. And all the while, the Labour Party actually was supporting things like the Land Development Agency in opposition, voting with the government because we felt it was the right move to do, what we had pleaded with you, was to allow the eviction ban to continue so to see if your schemes would work. What you have done now is pull the rug under vulnerable families, and you know you
That's
have.
That's just not
and you
true,
know you have.
It really isn't true.
You absolutely
true.
Have. And what I have to do now as a public representative is to try and find places for these people to live.
Okay,
I can hear the anger
in your tone, Aon. Mary Fitzpatrick, if you say that's not the case, Mary Fitzpatrick, if people are made homeless in April, where will they go?
Their first point of contact is their local authority. And, you know, I understand this concern because I'm dealing with constituents every day of the week as well. And I am helping people deal with the challenges of our housing sector every single day of the week. And the reality of it is for that reason, I ask that the local authorities would be brought in this week to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Housing to address this very issue. Where would people go? And no, they're actually, well, then you didn't watch the meeting, Cormac. Because what the local authorities, representatives from the 31 local authorities attended, the Department of Housing attended, they said they have sufficient accommodation.
Well,
they said they are responding to it. They said, actually, I'm sorry, but Cormac, you've repeated this line, and actually, to be fair now, and I just actually think, Aon, it is that you genuinely don't have this information in front of you. But what they told us was that over 1,000 families and individuals have already have already secured homes through the tenant in situ. They have said that they have adequate capital. They have said they've got the resources. I think it's really important that people who are in...
But I
am talking about that. I'm talking about emergency accommodation. I'm talking about permanent accommodation. It's really important that we actually tell people the truth, that there are supports
that
there are people there to help
them. Well,
that's
that will
important.
Be reassuring for an awful lot of people to hear, especially if that's the case in Dublin, where you are, Senator
Absolutely.
Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. I know you're pressed for time. And also thank you to Éan Oireardán of Labour as well. I think we're going to get some more political reaction now, or will we take a break? We're going to take a break.